person has a life-threatening sickness that has to be dealt with, it can't be pushed off till after Shabbos, then, like we said, it's a mitzvah to take care of all the medical needs. The lesson of the Shulchan Aruch is that once you're already doing his medical needs, then kol shu'gim lachas b'chol, you do everything you would normally do in the weekday, which includes certain things which, if you would not do them, would not cause any danger to his life. Well, since you're ready, there's a heter to care for his needs, things that, if you have to do them, there will be an issue of pikuach nefesh, then you're allowed to do everything that will make it easier for him. It's considered part of the normal medical regimen. So, Mr. Bruce says that if it's clear that this thing, if you do not do it, will not cause any danger to his life, Mr. Bruce says it's preferable to have a guy do it for him, because there are sheeters at home. Since if you would not do this specific thing, it would not cause danger to his life, there are sheeters at home that a Jew cannot be Mechal Shabbos based on the right. All this is all medication, and once again, he has a life-threatening situation which has to be cared for on Shabbos, because he's pushed off for later. For example, he needs a surgery, but after the surgery, he will die. But if you go to the doctor is scheduled for another month, so you can't have a schedule on Shabbos, because it's like you can push it off for a month, you can push it off for a month and a day. The same thing with somebody needs a medicine, but if he doesn't take it one day, it won't cause him sakonis nefoshes. So taking the medicine is permitted, but let's say he doesn't have the medicine. He has to be mechal Shabbos to get the medicine, so he's not going to be mechal Shabbos for that, because the ma'isa, the treatment itself, does not require till the Shabbos, and this is the type of treatment, if he doesn't take it one day, it will not cause him sakonis nefoshes. So it's an important thing, when we're talking about Yisurim Deraisa and Shabbos and Yom Kippur, it's not only the fact of the general things, the kof nefesh, but it has to be something that lack of doing that will cause the kof nefesh. And if you don't do it, then it could cause some type of complications that can lead to the kof nefesh.